Trump, it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable. By Christina Wong on July 14, 2024. Former President Donald Trump issued a message of faith on Sunday following an assassination attempt that almost succeeded during a rally in Pennsylvania, exhorting Americans to remain strong and determined. "Thank you to everyone for your thoughts and prayers yesterday. As it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening," he posted on Truth Social. He added, "We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. Our love goes out to the other victims and their families. We pray for the recovery of those who were wounded, and hold in our hearts the memory of the citizen who was so horribly killed. In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined, and not allowing evil to win. I truly love our country, and love you all, and look forward to speaking to our great nation this week from Wisconsin. DJT." The message reinforced the visual one he sent to the world the day before, when he stood up after the assassination attempt, pumped his fist and yelled, "Fight!" The iconic moment was widely shared on social media platforms as a symbol of strength and courage. The gesture came after a bullet had ripped through his ear and he touched his ear and dove for cover as Secret Service ran on stage and surrounded him. The chilling moment left many wondering how the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, 20, of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, was able to get so close and injure the former president and presumptive Republican presidential nominee. While Republican lawmakers and pundits slammed the Secret Service, Trump in an earlier statement just 2 hours after the shooting thanked them and law enforcement for their rapid response. He wrote, "I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response on the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed, and also to the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized then what was happening. God bless America." Republicans are now planning to question Kimberly Cheadle, the director of Secret Service. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.